Are you a man that's living life less than you know that you are capable of? Are you a man that at one point has said, I hit my rock bottom and now I've made a change, or now I'm gonna make a change, and you start to make this change and then you fall back into the same old patterns? Are you a man that's tired of living this life and being unable to face your fears, step out of your comfort zone, and live a life that you know that you are capable of? Are you ready to change this mindset? Are you ready to change your actions in order to create the life that you want? If so, this episode is for you. And I have some very specific tips and tools for you that I would like to discuss in order to help you live your best life. Let's get started. Why do we as men think we have to tough it out, keep making the same mistakes, expecting different results? We're unhappy with our lives, we're depressed, we're lost, we have no purpose, we're drinking in excess, maybe abusing drugs, maybe abusing our significant other, our children. We end up with a DUI, we end up in jail, we lose our job, we lose our reputation, we burst out in anger, we get into a fight, we get arrested, we get thrown in jail for that. Why do we live this way? And what I'm speaking on is men, and I'm speaking to myself as a man who has done this, who has lived this, who has experienced it, who has friends and family who have done the same thing and who are doing the same thing at this very moment. Why do we think that it's just going to get better on its own? Why do we make excuses? Why do we procrastinate? Why do we self-sabotage? There is no one answer. But I can tell you on the flip side, you do not have to live this way. You do not have to accept mediocrity. You do not have to wait and hope that something good will happen. You don't have to keep going to that same job that you hate. You don't have to keep living with that person who is not good for you. You don't have to look in the mirror every morning and just accept what you see as this is all that it's going to be, or this is good as it's going to get, or this is just who I am. Stop making excuses. Enough with the bullshit. I'm telling you, men need tough love. I posted up a video not very long ago, about 6 weeks ago, and it was about men answering a question, a variety of men from all walks of life. Who do you go to? Who do you talk to? Who do you reach out to when you're struggling, when you need help, when you don't know where to turn, when you don't know what to do, when you feel lost, sad, depressed, suicidal? And every single one of the men said the same thing, or a version of the same thing. They've tried to reach out and they were shamed. They tried to reach out and whatever they shared was used against them. They reached out and no one listened. No one answered. No one responded. They were told to just suck it up and figure it out and get over it. You're a man. You're supposed to just deal with it. Why is it like this? I don't know if it's like this in every society across this world, but I know that in the United States of America, it is like this. Now, is that an excuse? No. I refuse to make excuses as to why things are the way that they are and that they will always be that way. No. Things can change. People can change. But it takes work. It takes discipline. And it takes a collective group of individuals to create the energy that motivates eventual change. And that's what needs to happen. And I believe that is what is happening right now. as I've entered this men's coaching space, as a client, as a individual seeking to better themselves and grow and learn and understand why I have been behaving the way that I've been behaving throughout the majority of my life, I reached the age of 42 years old before I decided to make a change. And what did I do? I basically hit rock bottom in every area of my life. I was embarrassed with the man that I had become up to that point. And I no longer wanted to be that man. I even considered ending my life. And I'm so grateful that I have a loving family and friends, and I had the willpower to seek other options, seek help, and build myself up and set boundaries and remove myself from toxic environments and recreate a brand new life and start building from that foundation with gratitude every day and just being thankful for simply being alive. And that's where it started. And I was able to do that because I quit drinking. And that's for me. That was my choice. I'm not telling you what to do, but you know deep down inside where you're not happy, the things that you're doing to sidetrack yourself, to self-sabotage, to keep you from accomplishing, to keep you from stepping into the fear of facing whatever it is that you need to face, stepping into the fear of the unknown, of reaching beyond your comfort zone. And I'm part of a men's coaching program where I'm going through the full program, and it lasts anywhere from 9 to 12 months. And that's a significant commitment that I made. And prior to that, I was already working on myself for the previous 3 years, every single day. And that is not an exaggeration. You can ask anybody that knows me that that is a fact. And I wanted to break the cycle. I did not want to carry forward any of the toxic conditioning that I had inherited, so to speak, that I had observed and made into my reality of the way that I acted, the way my mindset was set up and my belief system. And that doesn't mean I was a bad person. It just means that I had a lot of work to do and I needed to reshape my view of myself, reshape my view of others and the world around, and seek out more from life, seek out more from myself, and look within, dig deep, and discover who I truly am. And that's what's needed right now, because no one, man, woman, child, should accept less than in any area of their life. You got to take risks. You got to be willing to fail. You got to be willing to get knocked down, and you got to be willing to get back up and keep going and do something different. Try something a different way to get a different result, but always believing and knowing that you will get there. You will accomplish what you were put on this earth to accomplish. And it is challenging to discover what your purpose is, yes, but there are tools that are available that you can walk through a exercise. It's a pretty lengthy exercise, meaning over a lengthy period of time, but you can discover what you're good at and what is needed, right? And what you love to do and what you can get paid for. You can discover these things if you just take the time and cut out all the BS. Cut it all out. You've gone this far. You've made it this far in your life and you're not satisfied and you want more. You want better. So stop making excuses and do something about it. Take action. Cut out one thing that is a distraction. Whatever that is. It could be to the television. It could be dating. It could be eating, meaning like you're eating too much, you're eating too many sweets, and every time you get anxiety or afraid or scared or unsure, you go to the fridge and you eat. It could be the alcohol, could be the cigarettes, could be vaping, could be pornography, anything. You know what it is for you. Start right now and commit that you are going to reduce that activity. That would be the easier path. Or you can go all in and say, at this moment, I am done. However, I'm going to take it one day at a time, because it's a lot easier to take a day at a time than it is to start thinking ahead in the future and thinking, well, 3 years from now, I'm not going to be doing this. Well, between now and that 3 years is a long time. Think how many days that is. That's tough to maintain. That's putting a lot of pressure on yourself. So you got to break it down into baby steps. And so take it one day at a time. Make a commitment. Starting today, I am not going to fill in the blank. You fill in the blank, right? And then every single morning you wake up, and that is the first thing that you do. You commit to not doing that, but you've also made a commitment to replace it with something. Instead of smoking, I'm going to start walking around the block every morning. Instead of eating all those cookies at night before I go to bed, I'm going to have a cup of green tea with a little bit of sugar added. And so I get the little bit of sweetness, but then I get something healthy in my body, and it's actually going to help me slow down. It's going to help me relax. It's going to help me sleep. And then eventually maybe you can just drink the green tea without the sugar. But you get the idea. You've got to commit to one thing, and that's where it starts. And practically everything that I've read about habits and about creating a new habit is start with the exercise. Whatever it is that you're trying to eliminate, replace it with exercise. You don't have to say, hey, I'm going to buy this $2,000 bike and all these items, this equipment that goes along with it, the spandex, if you're going to go that route, the helmet, the gloves, the shoes, all those things, the glasses, the water bottle, the list goes on and on and on. And I am an avid cyclist, and I have bought it all multiple times. But what you do is you say, I'm going to do some push-ups and some crunches first thing when I wake up in the morning. Or at lunchtime, I'm going to eat lunch for 10, 15 minutes. Let's say 30 minutes, you relax. You eat for 5 minutes, you relax for 25. Well, the second half of my lunch hour, I'm going to walk around the building. I'm going to, maybe there's a exercise room in your business, or you work from home and you've got an area that you can exercise, or you can do jumping jacks in your room. You can do all kinds of stuff. There's a wonderful app that I recently downloaded, and it pretty much coaches you through exercises, and it's titled Home Workout. And I'll share the link in the notes for the podcast. But the point is that you should stop right now in this moment. Stop accepting less than. Stop making excuses. Stop thinking you're not good enough. And change the narrative. Change your mindset and start speaking into what you can do and what you're capable of doing. And what you're good at. Write down a list of pros and cons and focus on the pros and say, look at these amazing things that I'm good at. I'm so grateful to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm so good at these things, and I'm going to focus on my strengths, and I'm going to lessen my focus on my weaknesses, because that creates doubt and fear. You want to focus on the pros and the positives and be optimistic and believe in yourself and what you can accomplish. So us men, I have two teenage sons, and I work with them on a regular basis to instill every bit of knowledge, all the values that I possibly can, all the insights, the wisdom that I have gained in my 46 years. I just had a birthday yesterday. And I want them to also break the cycle. I want them to learn from my mistakes. They know everything that I've done and the mistakes that I've made and the wrongs that I've done to people. And they know that I want to do better, and I'm working on myself every single day, and I'm also working with others to coach them to improve themselves and be the best version of themselves that they possibly can be in every single moment of every single day for the remainder of their lives. It's never too late to change. It's never too late to shift and do something different. If you are not happy with your life, you need to take a break, you need to pause, and you need to start working on how you're going to achieve your new life. And I can help you do that if you reach out to me. Go to changethroughpain.com, and you'll be able to find a link right there that you'll be able to connect with me, and we'll have a conversation, and I'll help guide you the direction that you need to go. And I will do my very best to help guide you, because I am here to help you get through the BS just like I've done and start living your best life. There's so much waiting for you. It's such a beautiful life once you get to this place that I have reached. And it has been so difficult. I have been there. I have seen it. I have done it. And I'm telling you, you can get through it. If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help guide you through it. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm so grateful that you're here. I know you're here for a reason. And that reason is to make a change and become the best you possible. So start believing in yourself. Thank you so much. Till next time. Thank you for listening to the Change Through Pain podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. As a men's coach, my mission is to empower men to have confidence, be disciplined, and live on purpose with passion. If you're a man who desires to replace current habits that are keeping you stuck by creating new habits that will transform your mental, physical, financial, and relational health, this program is for you. The first program I offer is a strategy session to sit down and unpack one challenge you are currently facing. The second program I offer is the Empower Hour. It's a one-hour video chat, and we'll focus on one area of your life you're unsatisfied with and help you determine a measurable action plan. The third program I offer is 30-Day Power Up. It's a four-week high-intensity wake-up call. And the final one is the Man on a Mission. That is the signature program that will take you from where you are now and create the life you desire in 15 weeks. If you're interested in any of these, please learn more by visiting changethroughpain.com.